And a breakfast show. Good morning.
Oh, gosh. This is from Nicola Rion, Lake Charles, Louisiana, USA, just emailed me. Hello. I attempted to call several times during the illustrious David Tennant breakfast show.
Yeah. Only a few hours left of the David Tennant breakfast show.
But couldn't get through. I've decided to try send you guys an email. I'm crossing my fingers. What I really want to let David know, there's even though John Sim, the master, may never forgive him for yesterday, the fans do. This fan, anyway, I have to say it was one of the most wonderfully horrible things I've had to stay awake to the ungodly hours of the morning to catch. If you missed the tweet, episode, it is online. You even watched this last time.
I watched this.
And what do you think in the cold light of your own home?
I think the high production values that have been mixed in...
Saved it.
I think it's good to see the full horror on our faces as we descend.
There's nothing but embarrassment
as we descend into career suicide. It's good.
Martin's security guard is the person that comes out with this huge amount of dignity.
He's the best in it by far.
Mugging to camera as well.
Yeah.
For a guy who was, I don't want to be on this. You know, he was, he was very, very good. And you can see the beautiful bed that the auction lines are open for right now.
Yeah.
Richie's in front of the whiteboard where all the beds are going to go. Reserve price then for, this is true, we have David Tennant's bed. You've had this for 15 years.
15 years, yeah.
And you can win it, the
it's
highest bidder.
It's a clanky old bit of junk.
It is a bit junk. It's in reception right now. Yeah. Anyone who was walking past reception yesterday evening would have seen it. People were stopping by. And you can win this right now. The highest bidder will get this in. We're going to close at 9:30. All the money from the highest bid goes to Children in Need. Reserve price, Richie, is...
£100!
Gary, what do you bid? Good morning, Gary. You're the first bidder for the bed.
Morning, Gary.
Good morning.
What have you got for us, Gary?
Good morning, yeah. I'd like to... Hello,
yes, you're on.
The auction is alive and well.
Hello, yeah. I'd like to bid 150 if I could.
Gary!
We're going to need some more dramatic music to keep the energy going.
The reserve is shattered.
Yeah, but I can't... If we go, hey, you know, £20,000, this doesn't...
We're not going to be going way £20,000.
You never know.
You know, I think we should keep the music gentle to withhold expectation.
Okay, all right, yeah, fair enough. You're right. Once we get past £1,000... Gary, that's very kind. What would you do with this beautiful chariot of love?
Donate to my lovely wife, because she's a huge Doctor Who fan.
Right.
And I think she'd be pleasantly surprised with David's bed.
I think
you haven't seen the bed, clearly, Gary.
Surprised? She will be. That much you
deserve. Startled,
definitely,
maybe.
Definitely, yes. Yeah. Hey, Gary, thank you very much for your generosity. Appreciate that.
No.
Oh. Oh.
Thanks very much.
Sorry, there he is.
I thought she grabbed hold of him. Who knows what on the thong on his the half there and found out what's going on. Would you? Are you not tempted to put in a bid for it? Do you need a bid or anything, Max?
No, I've got my own bed, thanks.
Yeah, but is it as good as this one, Maggie?
It's actually... Well, yeah, it probably is.
It probably is, to be honest. Yeah,
It hasn't got any bit sticking it that's going to, you know, poke an eye out.
No, a camping mat on the floor.
Listen, we need to now be selling the bed.
Sorry, yes.
As QVC, okay? We can't have any more, you know, there's spikes sticking out of it.
No, I can't afford it. I can't afford it, but, you know.
If a man was to give you the gift of David Tennant's bed, how would you feel if they unveiled it on Christmas Day and went, ta-da! The first thing that hit you would be the sort of musty...
There is no stench.
There is a stink
listeners,
of like...
Don't believe this.
Iron brew and whatever that is. The mattress has been deep fried like... Oh, the Scottish people, that they can't help themselves. What would you say if someone was to...
I would say, did you keep the receipt?
0330 123 1215.
There will be no receipt. Radio travel with Renault.